Are you ready to cheat on your wife? No, I'm not talking about that kind of cheating. I'm talking about gaining an unfair advantage on how to understand your wife better, love her deeper, avoid unnecessary arguments, and even have more sex with her. That's right. Based on the success of our Marriage Secrets for Men boot camps, we're finally sharing the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men with the public. This is the quick reference must-have go-to guide for husbands and wannabe husbands that can help stack the odds in your favor. The Bible tells us to live with our wives in an understanding way. Well, the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men is your shortcut to doing that. So you'll learn 4 questions you can ask your wife in every argument to avoid future arguments. You'll learn the 45 questions you can ask her to learn and master her heart. 50 ways to love your wife better. 6 things you can say to her to manage her response before you damage her emotions. 10 things you can do right now that will lead to more sex. 8 ways to get her to stop ignoring you. Even 49 ways to have more meaningful conversations with your wife, and much, much more. See, this is the manual every divorced man wishes he had before he got married. Well, at least I did. And I'm so God confident that the Marriage Cheat Sheet will become one of the most valuable referred to resources in your marriage library, that if you don't think so, just send it back for a full refund. Trust me, next to our Marriage Secrets for Men bootcamp, this will be the 2nd best investment you will ever make in your marriage. Now, to get your copy of the Marriage Cheat Sheet for Men on sale for a limited time only, just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the store button. That's realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't choose wives, they choose marriages. Let me say that one again. I said, real men don't choose wives, they choose marriages. This week on the Real Men Check-In, I'm going to administer some hard-to-swallow, tough love medicine. Consider it marriage medicine. Why? Because as a full-time men's ministry leader, a men's coach and spiritual counselor, as well as being a sinner saved by grace who's still entrenched in the battle himself, I get an up-and-close personal front row seat to a lot of things that we face as Christian men that most churches as well as men's ministry groups either don't address at all or don't feel comfortable talking about. Be it porn addiction or male sexual abuse, both, by the way, I've been able to address on multiple occasions on the Real Men Connect podcast. However, this week, I want to discuss another sensitive topic that will unfortunately hit too close to home for many of you listening to the check-in this week, and that's understanding a struggling, frustrating, or failing marriage. Now, allow me to paint a picture for you. I'm not talking about the man who is sabotaging and ruining his marriage based on spiritual immaturity or even ignorant choices. No, I'm not talking to the man who's cheating on his wife, addicted to porn, lusting after other women, ignoring his responsibilities as a spiritual leader in his home, or even mistreating his wife. No, I'm talking to the man who, for the most part, is doing the right thing or the right things in his marriage, but he still finds himself miserable, discouraged, frustrated, or even confused because he doesn't understand why or how he ended up in the marriage that he's in right now. Now, does that sound like you? Well, even if it isn't you, I'm pretty sure you know at least one man in your social circle like this. And you know what I'm talking about. He seems to be doing all the right things in his marriage, checking all the right boxes, and his marriage still looks like a mess. Well, if you know a guy like that, please make sure you share this week's check-in with him, because I have some answers that will help shed some light and maybe some hope on his current situation. Now, for the sake of this episode, I only have time to uncover the root of the problem. But at the end of this episode, I'll let you know what you can do to get additional help if you need it. But for now, allow me to share what I've learned from my personal experience as well as my professional experience as a man coach and spiritual counselor about how and why most men find themselves getting stuck in what seems like a marriage nightmare. Now, first of all, isn't it ironic that when it comes to marriage, what we wanted so anxiously to get into, we find ourselves so quick to want to get out of? And is there anything more frustrating than getting what you want and not wanting what you get when you finally get it? The truth is, most of us, when we first got married, consciously chose a wife, but we didn't consciously choose our marriage. Now, I know you're probably thinking, Dr. Joe, what are you talking about? What I'm saying is that one of the biggest mistakes a Christian man can make as a single man is choosing the wife he wants before choosing the marriage he wants. Still doesn't make any sense? Well, then allow me to illustrate five biblical scenarios of marriage that would allow any Christian husband to see how and why his marriage is what it is. I call it the five types of marriages. There's the satisfied marriage, the disqualified marriage, the genocide marriage, the crucified marriage, and the glorified marriage. Now, I know they sound kind of scary, but allow me to explain each one and how each reveals the kind of wife we chose. So let's start with the first type of marriage, the satisfied marriage. Now, doesn't that sound like what we should want as men of God? Well, let's see what it looks like. 1 Peter 3:7 commands us to live with our wives in an understanding way, as the weaker vessel, since she is a woman, showing her honor as a fellow heir to the grace of life, so our prayers as men won't be hindered. Well, if you have to demand, manipulate, or try to intimidate your wife in order to get her to submit to you, your will and your way, in order to seek your own happiness, then congratulations, you will be satisfied. But at the same time, you will be denied by God, because you will be going against God's will in honoring her and living with her in an understanding way. So in other words, you may get what you want in the short term, but God won't allow you to have your wife for the long term, because no one, including your wife, wants to be controlled regardless of your good intentions. How about the disqualified marriage? What's that all about? And why would any man choose that? A man chooses a disqualified marriage when he rebels and refuses to submit to God, God's will, and God's way, only seeking his own happiness. And then in turn, he chooses a wife who chooses to do the same, seek her own happiness. Now, in this scenario, both individuals are choosing to disqualify themselves by committing spiritual suicide. And so what is spiritual suicide if you're already saved? Well, Romans 6, 22 and 23 says, "But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and is in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." See, when we choose to consciously exclude God from our marriage, we are unconsciously choosing to disqualify ourselves from the grace we need from Him to sustain our marriage. And that marriage will inevitably die, which is spiritual suicide. And if you still doubt, go back and read about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. But what about this genocide marriage? What's up with that? And why would any man intentionally choose that one? Well, if this is you, this would be one of the hardest truths to swallow. I know, because I was guilty of it in my first marriage. This is the marriage most men subconsciously choose based on the lies of our culture, which makes us think as men that our focus should be on making our wives happy. Now, they may sound good on the surface, but if you pursue a marriage where you, as the husband, passively submits to her, her will and her way, seeking only her happiness, you will be, one, getting out of God's divine order for marriage, which is to spiritually lead your wife. Two, you'll be pursuing something God never commanded you to do, make her happy. And three, you'll be setting a bad precedent for your children and your children's children. Because Proverbs 22:6 says, "Fathers, train up your children in the way they should go, so when they get older, they will not soon depart from it." So in actuality, when we perpetrate a lie to our children about God's divine purpose for marriage, we are unintentionally committing generational genocide by misrepresenting God and His desires to our children, as well as to others outside of our marriage who may be watching. Now we get to the marriage that's probably the most confusing and controversial for Christian men, especially non-believers, and that's the crucified marriage. Now, what is a crucified marriage? This is the marriage where you, as a husband, find yourself submitting and surrendering your life to God, God's will, and God's way, but your wife won't or refuses to, because she prefers seeking her own happiness over God's desired holiness. Now, why do I call this the crucified marriage? Well, I actually don't. The Bible does. Ephesians 5:25 says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, and wait for it, gave himself up for her." See, Paul is writing that in a marriage, it's not about her happiness or yours. It's about God's holiness. And as the spiritual head of the relationship, you must be willing to crucify your desires, your expectations, your pleasures for the sake of sanctifying your wife by presenting her to God without spot or wrinkle, so that she might be holy without blemish. Now that's Ephesians 5:26. Now, we are all called to do this at any cost to ourselves and our own selfish desires. And by allowing yourself to be crucified in your marriage for Christ's sake, then we are promised to be justified before God, Matthew 16:25. Now, if that sounds familiar, it should, because that's exactly what Jesus did for us on the cross. So if your marriage is not satisfied, disqualified, genocide, or crucified, so what type of marriage is left? It's the one that if we chose it before choosing a wife and then allowed it to lead us to a wife, then most decent, good Christian men wouldn't be as frustrated in their marriages as they are today. And that's the glorified marriage. And what is a glorified marriage? That's a marriage where both the man and the woman are both submitted and surrendered to God, God's will and God's way, seeking His holiness over their happiness. This is the marriage where the couple asks and seeks God's permission, His direction, His reconciliation, His provision, His wisdom, His grace, and His glory in the marriage. In other words, God is glorified in your marriage so His kingdom can be multiplied outside your marriage. Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, "Seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto you." Jesus goes on to say in Matthew 16:24, "If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." So a glorified marriage isn't about you or your wife and your desires. It's all about God and His. So what type of marriage do you have? Is it satisfied, seeking your happiness your way? Is it disqualified, both of you seeking your own happiness? Is it committing genocide, seeking your wife's happiness over God's holiness? Is it crucified, sacrificially loving a wife who's only seeking her own happiness? Or is it glorified, both of you seeking God's holiness over your own happiness? Now, I'm not naive. I realize most of us weren't taught this as men when we got married. But that doesn't excuse us from being spiritually stuck in a marriage. We have to get unstuck. The question is, if you're not in a glorified marriage, how do you successfully navigate, change, and or survive the other categories? Well, you can't do it alone. And that's why I promised you earlier to offer you some help. God never intended you to do life alone, especially when it comes to marriage. If you're married and you find yourself stuck in a rut in your marriage, please allow us to help you. Just go to realmen300.com. That's realmen300.com. Watch our training video, then fill out a short questionnaire and set up a breakthrough call with me so I can answer any of your questions. That's realmen300.com. And even if you're not married but still have questions, you can do the same. Because remember, when it comes down to it, a real man doesn't choose a wife, he chooses a marriage. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one podcast on Apple Podcasts for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and stay connected, because real men connect, but most importantly, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast, it's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.